We continue now with the tafsir of Surah Al-A'raf. Yesterday we discussed verse 53, which was also the last verse of the ruku. And we will now be moving into the seventh ruku of Surah Al-A'raf, inshallah. Just a quick recap of that verse. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, هَلْ يَنْذُرُونَ إِلَّا تَأْوِيلَهُ. Are they now waiting for the meaning of it to become apparent? Meaning that the warnings and the predictions of punishment that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has sounded out in the Quran, are these people so obstinate? Do they not realize that Allah is giving them respite, that Allah wants them to reform? Are they actually waiting for those warnings and those punishments to come to pass? يَوْمَ يَأْتِي تَأْوِيلُهُ يَقُولُ الَّذِينَ نَسُوهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ قَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُ رَبِّنَا بِالْحَقِّ. The day its meaning becomes apparent, those who had forgotten it prior to this shall say, without doubt, the messengers of our sustainer had brought the truth. So those who mocked and scoffed and jeered and ridiculed the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the message of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, that what's this, they're talking about damsels in paradise and they're talking about devils in hell and we're talking about punishment and, you know, the lowest pits of hell and all of, hey, what's all this that they've made up to try and put fear into people so that they can control people, you know, those kind of arguments. On the day of Qiyamah, when they see Jahannam, then they will say, قَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُ رَبِّنَا بِالْحَقِّ, that the messengers of our sustainer had brought the truth. But then it will be too late to make the acknowledgement. Now what will they try and do? In desperation, you resort to desperate things. فَهَلْ لَنَا مِنْ شُفَعَاءَ. They will say, is there anybody who can intercede for us? فَيَشْفَعُوا لَنَا. So that they can go and intercede on our behalf by Allah. أَوْ نُرَدْ. Is there any possibility of us being sent back? Okay, we've learned our lesson now. We've understood what life is all about. So send us back, and this time around we won't make the same mistake. فَنَعْمَلَ غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلَ. So that we can do what we never used to do, what we were supposed to do. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sums it up so beautifully. قَدْ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. They have certainly destroyed themselves. They have put themselves into this position. So Allah is warning us from before that do not find yourself amongst those people who will be in this condition on the day of Qiyamah, because if you do, you will have none to blame but yourself. And no one will be able to assist you. وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. And whatever they used to fabricate shall disappear from them. Those idols that they used to worship, those contacts and connections, friends and relatives that they thought would come to their assistance, will not be able to assist them in any way whatsoever. Now that's the verse that we discussed yesterday. Today we continue with verse 54. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. Surely your sustainer is Allah, who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. He then established himself on the throne. يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارَ يَتْلُبُهُ حَثِيثًا. He covers the night with the day, pursuing it swiftly. وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ وَالنُّجُومَ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ بِأَمْرِهِ. And he created the sun, the moon, and the stars, subservient to his commands. أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ. Listen, to create and to command is his work alone. تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Very blessed is Allah, the sustainer of the worlds. Now today we just take the first aspect of this verse. إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. Surely your sustainer is Allah, who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. A bit of an introduction first to this ruku. The scholars have written that in the previous ruku, in the previous section, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the hereafter. The people of Jannah, Jahannam, the Ashabul Araf, the various discussions that will take place between them. Now Allah is taking us to our origins. So in the previous ruku, Allah is fast-forwarding, if you like, and telling us what will happen on the day of Qiyamah. Now Allah is rewinding and telling us what happened right at the beginning, when we came into existence. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is emphasizing that definitely what the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam have brought is the truth. So this particular ruku, ruku 7, it very subtly will remind us of the dominion of Allah, the greatness of Allah. And it will make reference to why Allah sent Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And after that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about the various Anbiya in the coming rukus. Nuh alayhi salam, Hud alayhi salam, Salih alayhi salam, Shu'ib alayhi salam, and then finally Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, a lengthy discussion leading towards the end of Surah Al-A'raf. And the purpose of this, according to the Mufassirin, is to illustrate the destiny in this world of those who either profess belief in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam or those who rejected him. So Allah is taking us right back to the beginning, that this is why I created you, this is how I created you, this is how the whole world came into existence. After that, this is why I sent messengers, this is what happened to those who accepted the messengers and their message, this is what happened to those who rejected them. So Allah is putting everything into perspective historically, and Allah has already told us that in terms of the future, those who are on the right side of the message of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for them is Jannah, and that whole description and that whole discussion has taken place. And those who are on the wrong side of the Anbiya and their message will be in Jahannam, and that whole discussion has taken place. Now I want to just mention one point with regards to the creation of the heavens and the earth in 6 days. We know that in another verse of the Quran, the concluding verse of Surah Yasin, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when He wants to create anything, all He needs to say is be, and it comes into existence. And the scholars have said, Allah doesn't even have to say be, meaning Allah just needs to will it, and it will come into existence. So why then did Allah create the heavens and the earth in 6 days? Why did Allah just not will it, and then it came into existence? And the scholars write, there's no contradiction here. When Allah wants, He just wills for something to come into existence, and it comes into existence. And when Allah wants, Allah ensures that that another thing comes into existence by passing through several stages, through a gradual process. If Allah had wanted, Allah could have willed, and you'll just have a child on the spot. But Allah wanted you to go through the whole process. Intimacy, then the conception, then the 9 months, then the birth, then the breastfeeding. Allah in His wisdom knows why there is a process. Some scholars have said, perhaps Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted to teach us that sometimes you don't have to do everything in as quickly as you possibly can. If you can do something in 3 hours, you don't necessarily have to do it in 3 hours. Do it at a pace where you can do it properly, when you can be thorough, where you can do it, in a much more adequate manner, in a much more perfect manner. Not that there would have been any deficiency if Allah had just willed it and it came. It would have been exactly the same as if after the gradual process. But that is for Allah. But Allah wanted to highlight that from the onset, from the creation of the heavens and the earth, there's going to be a gradual process in the system of how this universe runs. Everything will not be instant. There will be a gradual process, and you have to accept that, you have to embrace that. And there's more to this. I mean, what the question, 6 days and nights, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying in 6 days it was created, but days and nights are dependent on the sun and the moon, and there was no sun and the moon at that particular time. So what does Allah mean when He says that the heavens and the earth were created in 6 days? We'll talk about that tomorrow, inshallah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.